WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Let's talk Justin Bieber for just a moment, because we know that Ariana Grande invited him up on stage at Coachella to do a little guest cameo and perform with her, and he did his song Sorry, and it really was a last-minute situation. So she said, you know, about 10 minutes before... Actually, you know what? Before we even get into any of this, we have the clip of her inviting him on stage, so just check that out for a second.
This was not planned at all. Thank you for being here, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
We love you so much.
Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to.
So that's what happened. He was literally invited on stage 10 minutes prior to being on stage, and, you know, then the song was performed. Well, on E! News, they have a little nightly pop situation, like a show, and Morgan Stewart is the host, and so they basically do what we do for Hot in Hollywood. They talk about pop culture, and this is what she and her crew had to say about that moment, because they were like, oh, he's absolutely lip-syncing his song.
I did not realize it was going to be that bad.
Okay, all right, so listen. He did lip-sync, but Justin has been going through it, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass, right? Because this is the first time in 2 years I was just happy that he had a haircut.
Yeah. He definitely looks like he put an oxy pad on that forehead, but I don't care. That is up. Oh, we all have forehead acne. It's normal.
Now,
Miguel, would you like to speak on it, sis?
I would.
Okay.
Pass me the baton so I can speak for a second.
I got you.
You know, this is where I get so frustrated with other TV and radio personalities. That is the lowest common denominator joke to go at, is what someone looks like if they mess up. And we do it. We fall into that trap sometimes.
Because it is easy, and it's almost like a go-to.
It is. But there was a few years ago that Holly and I both made the conscious decision that when we do Hot in Hollywood and we do Trending in Tampa Bay, we don't just sit here and make fun of people. We always try to see, okay, well, what is Justin Bieber going through in that moment? What actually is happening? Because you never know what's truly going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so did they take a second to say, oh, wow, he literally just threw himself on stage after not performing in 2 years. They hadn't rehearsed. And so he needed a vocal backup track. And then why would you make a comment on someone's appearance? He was there to just enjoy a show.
Yeah.
So what? If you have cameras on you when you go to Walgreens on a Sunday, do you think that you would like to hear people say, oh, girl, your hair looks messy. Oh, girl, you wearing those pants? Yeah. No.
It's a real big lack of putting yourself in someone else's shoes. And even when it comes to, like, Tampa Bay train wrecks, and this is just a quick side tangent, a lot of people will send them to me, and a lot of people don't get them.
Right.
Like, they hear it, and so they'll send me stuff that's, you know, in the news, and I'm like, oh, that is not what we do. We take the lighthearted ones,
right,
where there's food involved or whatever, and there's always a filter of, is this serious? Mm-hmm. Could someone be suffering some mental issue, or is this sad? Is this even relevant? And we try not to bring people down on this show.
And that's what we... And what I hope that this Morgan Stewart is her name.
Yeah.
I hope that that's what she gets from this. After Justin Bieber then tweeted her and basically mm-hmm. said, you need to think before you speak, and why don't you use your platform for more positive?
Right.
I get it. It's easy. And our bosses tell us all the time, the big higher ups, be more confrontational, fight more, don't always just agree with each other. But sometimes, you know what? It's not worth hurting another human being for ratings than us to just sit here and rag on people all the time.
Man, ain't that the truth. All right, I want to talk about Avengers, because obviously there is a big premiere happening tonight.
Yes.
Avengers Endgame is out this weekend. I don't know if anyone's going to be doing anything other than seeing Avengers. However, I have a tiny spoiler. I'm not going to say it on the air, so don't worry. It's such a small spoiler that I'm a huge fan and I hate spoilers. And this was, like, actually good information for me to have. But in the premise of, we're not going to spoil anything for you, it's a tiny spoiler. And I'm thinking, what? Do we put it on social media?
Let's do this. We're going to get on the Miguel and Holly Insta story.
Okay.
We're going to do it right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to say before, it's a spoiler.
Right.
So just click over this story if you don't want to see it.
But I will tell you, it's not anything big. It's not going to ruin anything for you.
Okay.
It's not going to ruin any part of the movie for you.
Okay.
It's so minuscule. But again, I know how... you are with this movie. So if you don't want to hear a single word about it, it's not for you. But if you're like, you know what? Help me out a little tiny bit. And as someone who hates spoilers, I got your back.
Okay.
But we'll put it on Insta Live, okay?
All right, we're going to get on the Miguel and Holly Insta story now.
That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly.
All right, it is 7:04. Now, you can tell summer is right around the corner. We're about to hit the first 90-degree day next week.
Ooh.
But things are also heating up in Scotty the Body's DMs.
Oh.
Your jaw will hit the floor when you hear what one Miguel and Holly fan member said to him. We'll do it in two songs.